Hey guys and girls, what is up? It is Jesse Daly and welcome back to Behind the Sign Acting Advice, Advice for Actors. I am sitting outside, so you're hearing a little bit of wind and the chorus of a few bugs and maybe some some animals. So I apologize if you're hearing that. I wanted to share some thoughts tonight about being your own advocate and never giving up on your dream. So, look, you know, we've obviously all been through, I mean, honestly, like an unbelievable couple of years. And you know, we still have a crazy thing going on with COVID, and you know, my heart goes out to everyone in Ukraine, and there's a lot of stuff going on, right? I mean, let's just be real about it. You know, it's crazy, and a lot of it is really awful. But you know, we do have a choice, right? We're alive. If we're listening to this, we're alive, and we're thinking. You know, we have a choice, right? You either think, you know, everything is really bad, or everything can be okay if we, and can be good if we focus on positive things. It's really so easy these days, and really all the time, but especially these days, to get caught up and wrapped up in a lot of negative crap, and a lot of stuff is really bad. We can't just avoid it and ignore it and pretend it's not there. But we can make a decision in our own personal lives to do the best that we can with what we have when we have it. Now, one of those decisions is your dream and not giving up your dream and being your own advocate for your dream. Listen, acting is not an easy profession. There's a lot. I mean, definitely an extreme amount of unfair disappointments and frustrations and difficulties that come with this career path. But there's also many incredible gifts that the profession of acting and the entertainment industry can provide. And you have to believe that if you are inclined to be a part of our industry, that you deserve to be a part of it. Don't let anything or anyone stop you or prevent you from pursuing your dream. That might mean standing up to negative people or negative thoughts or comments. And it might mean, actually, it definitely means not giving up when you're told no at an audition or when you're pinned for a role and you don't book it. You might not get it, but you don't have to say, no, I'm done. You can say, I'm going to get the next one. And if you decide to leave for a while, like I did, doesn't mean you can't go back. And guess what? I'm doing that. I'll be back out there and soon enough in Hollywood, and we'll keep you all posted on all that, of course. But you can always return to a passion and a dream that you have. You just can't give up. That's the main thing, you know? And you got to pursue all your dreams, because we have this one life, right? I mean, hopefully we have more than that. I hope for that, for sure. But right now, from what I understand, we have one. And we got to live regardless of what's going on in the world. I think there's a couple things. I think we got to do the best we can do to help the situation, even in a small way that might be a negative one that is out of our control, but then with what is in our control, go for that 1,000% and do not give up and do not let anybody stop you from achieving what it is that you can achieve. Because listen, you've got what it takes. The only person that's really holding you back is you. There's a lot of external factors, of course. But I'm a firm believer that if you have the fortitude, the self-motivation, the belief, and most importantly, you know, the understanding that it might take time, you can do anything. So I just wanted to remind you that. Be your own advocate. Do everything you can do. And you can do it, whatever that is. And like I mentioned, let's all try to do what we can do for situations that may be out of our control, you know, to help. To help the collective good for the world. So anyway, please follow me on Twitter at Jesse Daily, Instagram at JesseDaily47, and and YouTube at youtube.com/JesseDaily. Hope to see you soon. Talk to you later.